From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Many world leaders are in Washington for President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit in an effort to keep nuclear material out of the hands of terrorists and others with malicious intent. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday pointed to the international nuclear deal with Iran as a way to control the spread of nuclear material.
The Iran deal, the international agreement to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, is probably the best example of that. A large percentage, 98% of their stockpile of highly enriched uranium, was shipped out of the country and was secured. That's a good example.
The White House said there are an estimated 2,000 metric tons of highly enriched uranium and separated plutonium with civilian and military programs around the world. This week's summit will include a special session on how to ensure groups like Islamic State don't get their hands on nuclear material. The head of the UN-mediated Libyan unity government arrived at a naval base in Tripoli by ship Wednesday after being denied entry by air in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power. Fayez Sarraj, the new government's prime minister, arrived from Tunisia with several other ministers amid tight security. With God's help, he said, and with everyone's support, we'll work to create a state with institutions and laws, with the participation of all Libyans, work for a ceasefire, end the bloodshed, and confront the dangers presented by Islamic State. But the members of the so-called Presidential Council lack the support of Libya's two rival administrations. The Government of National Accord is the result of UN mediation in December, aimed at ending the North African country's political stalemate and reining in bands of militia in a country that is awash in arms. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian news agency Wednesday that the international talks in Geneva should result in a government that includes both opposition representatives and officials loyal to his regime. Mr. Assad said a preliminary constitution could be drawn up within weeks. Middle East analyst Nabil Khoury of the Atlantic Council, however, calls that unrealistic.
What Bashar al-Assad is saying is that he would welcome the presence of opposition in a future government of Syria. And what he's talking about is a government of national unity under his presidency, with elections later to be prepared again under his presidency. And if he truly thinks that this is not difficult at all to accomplish, then he is living in another world.
The Syrian opposition said it rejects any political future that includes Mr. Assad. The White House Wednesday called the Syrian leader's view a non-starter. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met a Nigerian delegation in Washington. They discussed a range of issues, including terrorism. Kerry acknowledged the challenges Nigeria faces with Boko Haram.
It is an outrage that any group anywhere would brainwash young people, including little girls, to strap explosives to their bodies and walk into an open marketplace with the intent of murdering their own families, neighbors, and themselves. That is what Boko Haram does.
The two countries agreed to establish working groups on security, the economy, and corruption. Hundreds of Islamist activists who occupied a busy intersection in Islamabad for days dispersed peacefully Wednesday after government representatives persuaded them to leave. The group opposed last month's execution of a man who assassinated a provincial governor over reforms to the country's blasphemy laws. The U.S. says it plans to increase its military presence in Eastern Europe. The Pentagon intends to deploy an armored brigade combat team to NATO's eastern border as part of the ongoing effort to reassure allies in the face of Russian threats. Colombia has agreed to hold formal peace talks with the country's second-largest rebel group to end decades of conflict. The negotiations with the National Liberation Army, or ELN, are to take place in Ecuador. The newly elected president of Central African Republic, Faustin Archange Touadera, took the oath of office Wednesday, vowing to preserve peace. The swearing-in represents a new chapter in the country's turbulent past after the previous civilian government was overthrown 3 years ago. Kenyan wildlife rangers had to kill a stray male lion Wednesday on the outskirts of the capital city, Nairobi, after it attacked a local resident. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.